I felt really heavy that day. My feet were like cement blocks as I walked around the house. Life had been really hard for a really long season, and I was exhausted. I was ready to call it quits for the day, for the week. I was just done. Okay, life as a single mom had become more than I could handle. I didn't know how I was going to make it one more meal, do one more load of laundry, teach one more homeschool lesson, kiss one more boo-boo. I was just overwhelmed. I had prayed, I'd fasted, I'd tithe, I'd done all these things, right, that I felt like God had been calling me to do. But nothing in my life was getting any better. In fact, they were getting progressively worse. I was already at the end of my rope, and I knew that I could not take anything else. Have you ever been in that place where things are as bad as you ever imagined they could be, and then they get worse? Well, today on the podcast, we are going to take a look at how we can learn to have joy in times of suffering. Welcome to Hope for the Weary Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm Latoya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. Joy in the middle of suffering. That seems a little bit like an oxymoron, like those two things just don't go together. And I know, learning to be joyful when life gets hard, it seems like an impossible task. But when I read the story of Nehemiah, I remember being struck by that line where he says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And I was like, "Lord, I don't, like, that doesn't make any sense to me." But as I began to meditate on that verse and think about it and really dig deep into scripture to see what in the world God wanted me to understand about the fact that the joy of the Lord was my strength in hard times, I really realized that in those moments where we just feel like we have nothing left, we can't do one more thing, it's going to take more than we actually feel that we have to give. And in those moments, that's when we have to lean into God's strength and the power of the Holy Spirit, because we have nothing left. And so our joy in the Lord is knowing that He is there, He is with us, and that when we are weak, then He gets to show up and be strong in our life. And those are some moments where He gets to really show us how much He loves us, like how much He is there for us. And we really get to see His glory and His power displayed in our lives in moments when we really, really, really need it, but might be too tired to kind of look for it. And so I wanted to start our conversation off today by looking at just three things that have really helped me to find my joy in the Lord and to keep it during the most difficult seasons of life. And so the first thing is really taking time to get to know God. Are you surprised to hear me say that? I talk about this all the time. I mean, my whole business is women finding God. And so, of course, I am really big on taking the time to get to know God. You know, I believe that God often will use what's going on in our life to get our attention, right? I don't mean that He's sending, you know, the hard times and He's sending the stress. But in those moments, I do believe that He's like, "Hey, my daughter, I'm over here. Look at me." Like, He wants to get our attention because He wants to draw closer to us during those times. And we have to take that as an opportunity to sit with him and actually get to know who he is. Because I don't know about you, but I have gone into trials and into situations with this preconceived notion of who God is and what he was going to do. And I was completely wrong. And so learning to actually get to know God, who he says he is, like, and really dig and talk to him about what that means for me, my situation, has been so just pivotal in learning to have some kind of joy when nothing in my life makes any sense. And so when this often looks like just spending more time with God, like you're reading your Bible more, you're going to pray more, which are natural things that we want to do when things get hard, right? It's like, oh God, we need answers. I need to hear from you. And so we want to talk to him more. We want to be in his presence more. We want to dig into our word more because we're looking for encouragement. We're looking for guidance. We're looking for wisdom and discernment. And all those things are great because when you spend time really getting to know who God is, then that allows you to put everything that's going on in your life into its proper perspective because you look at it through the lens of who God is and what God can do instead of looking at it through what you can do, which is usually nothing. So the second thing that's going to help you find joy in suffering is to get to know scripture. Listen, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, real talk. In my deepest, darkest moments, picking up my Bible is the last thing that I usually want to do. Right. And on good days, sometimes getting to that time in the Word is hard because I've got the kids and work and all these other things that are vying for my attention. Okay. So we have to kind of keep that in one part of our mind of knowing that that's our tendency is, listen, it's so hard. Like the last thing that I want to do is be in my Word. The last thing that I want to do is talk to God, and keep that kind of in the corner of your mind because that's your experience, right? That's how you feel. That's true. But also know that that is probably the time when you really need to dig in the most. Okay. The more that you spend time in God's word, the less hold Satan has on you. Okay. Because the truth is what sets us free. And the truth is always found in the word of God. It's going to tell you the truth about yourself, truth about God, truth about your situation, right? That is where you're going to find your hope. That's where you're going to find your encouragement. So do whatever you need to do to make sure that you are spending time in the word, even when it's the last thing that you want to do. And the third thing that really has helped me find joy during times of suffering has been to just find community. And yes, this is coming from the biggest introvert ever, but finding community allows you to know that you're not alone. Okay. I have such an amazing community right now. And like we all come from different backgrounds. We all have our own struggles and our own life journeys, but we're all going through something hard. And we're able to look at each other and be like, okay, I'm not the only person walking through hard things right now. My sister is walking through this hard thing, and this other sister is walking through this hard thing. I'm not an island. I'm not completely isolated. I'm not forgotten, okay? So isolation is never a good thing when you're going through something hard. God created man, humans, to be in fellowship with each other. That's why he didn't leave Adam in the garden by himself with just the animals, right? It's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for you to be alone. You gotta have community in place, because it's going to be a great support system and source of encouragement for you, okay? They can lift you up in prayer all the time when you don't have the energy or the motivation to pray for yourself. They can be praying for you. When you need somebody to take care of your kids for a moment so that you can take a nap or you can get something done, that's where your community comes in. Listen, it's so funny. This Christmas, I bought a lot of stuff for my little guys to play with outside, and I got most of it put together, but there is a mud kitchen that I got and it has 90,000,000 pieces and I could not do it. Do you know what happened? Somebody in my church, in my community was like, hey, my husband likes to build things. He'll come pick it up and he'll get it put together for you. And in 3 days, right, it was done. It was done. My kids were able to play with it after it sitting in pieces for 2 months because I couldn't get to it. That is the power of community. Okay. So being able to call somebody up who understands what you're going through, who loves you, who knows you, and who can step in and give you whatever support that you need during that time is so key to being able to rest and then find joy. And so as we wrap up our time today, I want to share with you one of the verses that I really hold close to my heart during hard times, okay? So if you're new around here, you probably don't know that from the time that I was teeny tiny, I struggled with fear. And not like being afraid of the boogeyman in the closet, but like real crippling fear. And there were so many nights that I would have nightmares or I would wake up screaming and I wasn't able to sleep. And this went on well into my adulthood, even after I had kids. I was plagued by fear. And so when I was younger, my mom got a small little black Bible and she opened it to the 23rd Psalm and stuck it under my pillow. And I slept on top of the 23rd Psalm all the way until I left for college. Okay. And that's really helped me as a child. But when I got older, I was still finding comfort in that psalm, but I began to look into other scriptures and I landed on Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Okay, that's the New Living Translation for that verse. But I remember reading that in my Bible and I just stopped because it was like God was speaking directly to me and it was exactly what I needed in that moment. I had circled in my Bible. I have it dated, right? I kept digging in and reading that and reading that. And anytime that I found myself feeling really, really afraid, I would just recite that verse to myself over and over and over and over again. And so what I learned as I dug into this is that there's actually some like promises in here. In this like one sentence, there's so many good nuggets and so many good promises that are yours and mine when we're walking through hard times. And so I want to share those with you today. So the first one is that God is with you, right? The verse starts off by saying, don't be afraid. And then why? Because God is with you. Like I said before, it's so tempting to feel like you're all alone or that God has forgotten all about you when things are hard. But when we look in the Bible, we can see that that's not true. God is always with us, right? Emmanuel. God with us. It's the whole reason that Jesus came down to earth, right? He is with us and he never leaves us to suffer or walk through hard times alone. The second thing is that God is yours, okay? He's not some stranger to his kids, right? He is yours. He is mine. He is ours. And I like to think about this like our parents, right? Your parents and your closest friends, they know you. They know you. You belong to them. They belong to you. You are a family. You are a community. And that's how it functions. Listen, God knows you too. Okay. He created you. He knows the hair on your head. He knows the number of your days here on this earth. And he invites you to get to know him too. He promises in scripture, he says, if you draw close to me, I will draw close to you. And he loves you and he wants to be there and he wants to help you through your trial. So just remember that God is yours. You can go to him at any time with anything, no matter what it is. Like, don't fall into this trap of thinking that, well, I can't talk to God about this because it's too ugly, or I can't talk to God because it's going to come out rude or nasty. Like, forget all of that. Number one, he already knows, right? But two, like, go to him with that. Be honest with and raw with him and vulnerable with him and let him heal those spots in your heart. Let him love on you. Let him encourage you. And if there's something that's like not right, he'll sort that out, you know, in your time with him. I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. It's okay. So the third thing is that God is going to give you strength. So on, like I shared at the beginning of the podcast, right? I really had no strength. I didn't feel like I could go on, but we see in this verse where it says, I will strengthen you. And I thought, yes, I needed that. On those days where I couldn't even get out of bed because life was just too stressful, right? Those are the moments when God really gets to show off. Okay. He gets to come in and I get to see what he is capable of. Right? Because I'm like, Lord, I got nothing. I got nothing. I can't do nothing. I don't understand anything. Like, I'm just a big fat nothing right now. And God says, great. Lean on me. Trust me. Rest in me. Let me show you what I have for you. Let me give you the rest. Let me give you support. Let me show you how I'm working things out for your good. Okay. And this is so awesome because as a recovering control freak, I tend to get in God's way. And so in these moments where I'm like, I have no strength left, I can't do anything, it means that I don't get in the way and I don't mess things up. And God is like, good daughter, like sit down, take a beat and let me show you what I can do. And so the next promise is that God will help you, right? I will strengthen you and I will help you. I remember feeling just isolated and alone during a time. And it seemed like no matter like who I reached out to for help, nobody answered. Like, I remember making, no lie, at least 100 phone calls, knocking on doors, just begging for somebody, anybody to listen to me, to point me in a direction of help or help me. And I felt like I kept getting the door slammed in my face or the phone like slammed down in my ear. And I was so tempted to just throw in the towel, give up. And I remembered this verse, right? No, God promises to help me. And so when it seems like no one is willing or even able. And sometimes people just aren't able to help. Right. I always go back to that. I always go back to the fact that God has promised to help me. All I have to do is ask. All I have to do is say, God, I need help. Like, I don't know what to do. Nothing is working. Nobody can help me. But I know that you are sovereign and you are in control and I need your help. And you know what? Even in that season where everybody kept slamming doors in my face, eventually when I remembered to just cry out to God for help, there was an open door and it was exactly what I needed for my situation. And then this last promise is right at the end, right? God says, I will hold you up in my victorious right hand. So I can't get into all of the symbolism and all the meaning here, but just know that when we get in scripture and it talks about God's right hand, like that is a sacred, cherished, blessed spot to be, okay? Like Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So that is a prime, you know, spot to be. And I love this image of being held in his hands because God says, listen, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to give you everything that you need to keep going. And I love that image of just a father holding his child in his hands. So I was a super preemie when I was born. I was like, I think 3 months early. I was barely 3 pounds. And I have a picture of my dad holding me. And I'm like so teeny tiny. I literally fit in the palm of his hands and my little feet like barely reached his wrist. And so that's the image that comes into mind when I read this part of the verse is that we are so safe and we are so secure and protected and loved in God's hands. And so we don't really need to worry about things, right? When the storms come, when like the hard times come, like God is cupping his hands around us, covering us and keeping us safe. He is truly our shelter, you know, when things get difficult. And so I want you to hold on to these promises, hold on to these truths that we find in the scripture and remember and know that it is absolutely possible to find joy even in the hardest seasons of your life. And if you are currently in a season where you're like, Latoya, all of this sounds great, but no matter what I try, like I'm still worried, I'm still anxious, I can't seem to find that joy that you're talking about, and I really, really want it, can I invite you to come and work with me as your mindset coach? This is exactly what I love doing. I love helping you understand your emotions, figure out what your thoughts are, and then walking you through my coaching tool, the Peace-Filled Mind Map, to show you how to change those thoughts, change those emotions so that you can have new beliefs and have peace of mind as you're walking through hard times. So come on over to latoyaedwards.net/coaching and apply because I would love to work with you. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.